The United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, says a survey conducted in 5 West Bank refugee camps shows that Palestinian children are suffering from stress and depression and urgently need psychological care after nearly 3 years of the Intifada or uprising. UNRWA official Matthias Burchardt says medical staff in West Bank refugee camps began compiling statistics for the survey some months ago, when doctors noticed a big increase in the number of parents bringing their children to health centers for help. He says the parents reported often alarming behavior patterns in their children. Some as old as 9 or 10 were wetting their beds at night, and their parents could not understand why.
You have what is called by the doctors post-traumatic stress disorders, which come up in sleeplessness, in aggression, restlessness, depression, and all signs and different signs of stress, fear, paranoia, all these things which essentially have made life of children miserable and require professional help.
Mr. Burchardt says interviews with parents and teachers show they too are under considerable stress and need help. He says the second Intifada is having a more devastating impact on children than did that of the first Intifada. He says this is because the current Intifada is more ferocious and dangerous than the one in 1994, which was, he describes, as more of an uprising than a war.
The doctors clearly state their fear that the coming generation will want to destroy everything because it will have lost everything, and therefore there is a great need to help, and to help now, and to help for some years to come. This is not a quick fix problem. This will require years of counseling and treatment.
UNRWA cares for about 4 million Palestinian refugees in the Middle East. Mr. Burchardt estimates it needs $3.6 million to provide appropriate psychological counseling to the Palestinians until the end of the year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.